Halton is stage two around the corner. Welcome back to the latest edition of This Week in Milton. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and tonight I am joined by regional counselor for Milton's Ward 4, Zeeshan Hamid. Now, Zeeshan, Halton today received a warning from the premier about following the rules. York Region was just reverted back to stage two, joining Toronto, Peel, and Ottawa. With the COVID numbers still going up here locally, what are your thoughts on us maybe taking a step back?
Yeah, I mean, it's a real possibility. So we're right now doing everything we can to manage the cases so it doesn't happen, because I don't want to see restaurants closed out again. It's actually pretty hard local businesses. So we're doing everything we can to manage cases. As you heard, our community services announced yesterday that we're going to be canceling all sports programs except for training. So we're limiting them to just training. Contact sports and stuff are going to go down. And then as well as we work with local gymnasiums and stuff to make sure that people from Peel and other regions are not coming frequently to local gyms. And the fitness just announced that they're no longer going to allow people outside of Halton to come and use Halton gyms.
And Zeeshan, on top of that, is indoor fitness classes in Milton have already been canceled. So that's another thing to add on top of what you've already mentioned, with people no longer being able to travel for LA fitness gyms or contact sports being limited to practices only.
Yeah, our Halton medical officer recommended canceling indoor fitness classes and limiting them to training only, in order to manage cases proactively. So I know that it's a sacrifice with these classes being canceled, but I think it's a smaller sacrifice than everything else that comes with stage two.
I'm joined by Counselor Zeeshan Hamid for This Week in Milton. Now, Zeeshan, we're looking to wrap things up here, but I wanted to get a preview of the next town council meeting. It's on Monday. What can people expect?
It's a big one. There's a lot of planning stuff. We're actually looking at, we initiated our official plan amendment ourselves. So we're looking at how do we set up our official plan properly. A lot of people don't realize that the official plan that directs Milton's growth right now was done in the late 90s, 1997. It's been updated every 5 years, but it's primarily the same vision. And what we're doing now is we're coming up with a brand new official plan for the 21st century. We're kind of 20 years late, but never better late than never, right?
It's always a good idea to find out what Milton's going to look like in, say, 30 years.
That's exactly it. So we're trying to figure out, given all we know now, given all the growth we've handled, what is the best way of managing growth going forward until 2040, 2050?
All right, Zeeshan, that's all the time that I have. Thank you so much for joining me this week.
Well, thanks for your time. Appreciate the opportunity.
That is Regional Councillor Zeeshan Hamid joining me on This Week in Milton. You can listen back to the full interview at the top of the hour. We'll have it on miltonnow.ca. Next week, we are looking to speak with Town Councillor for Ward 4, Samira Ali. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.